Hello.
Hello, I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I am not selling anything. I am conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
Do they do what? I'm sorry.
Do they work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
Black.
I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote, or the chances 50-50, or you will probably not vote?
Vote.
What is your age?
54.
And please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote.
1.
Generally speaking, how closely would you say you have been following news and information about politics and candidates over the last year?
Very low.
Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
None of them.
And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
No, I do not.
Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Dissatisfied.
And in your opinion, would you say economic conditions in the country are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
About the same.
Thinking about issues facing the country now, which of the following would you say are the most important issues for your member of Congress to focus on? Fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs, protecting abortion rights, reducing crime, border security, improving K-12 public school education, passing common sense gun reforms to help keep guns out of the hands of the wrong people, combating division and racism, making college more affordable and forgiving student debt, creating more jobs and raising wages.
Dude, that sounds like all of them.
Okay, if you have to pick two.
Most definitely the insurance and inflation.
Okay. Now, I would like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, in which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. Hill Harper.
Oh, wow. Hill Harper is the high number. I forgot the number.
Okay, would you say 100?
100, Hill Harper.
Jill Stein.
Never heard.
Mike Rogers.
Never heard of him.
Kamala Harris.
100.
Alyssa Slotkin.
Never heard.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
Oh, wow. Probably a 50.
Republicans in Congress.
What about them?
Would you rate them 0 to 100?
Oh, shit. I don't know, man. I don't have sleep talking to you guys. Is we almost done? Well, we still got more questions.
Yeah, we still have a couple more questions, ma'am.
Oh, my goodness. I don't know.
Tim Scott.
Never heard of him.
Donald Trump.
Probably a 50.
Joe Biden.
50.
Democrats in Congress.
I'm going to go with a Democrat here.
And I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were independent Cornel West and independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, and independent Jill Stein, for whom would you vote?
Probably Donald Trump. Apparently he ain't going nowhere.
And have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about what President Biden and his administration are doing?
No, I haven't.
And have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about Donald Trump and what he is doing?
No, I haven't.
Now, I'd like to read you what some others have said they believe are threats to the African-American community. Which of the following do you believe to be the biggest threat to the African-American community right now? The race of white supremacy and nationalism. A lack of greater economic opportunity and jobs in your community. Donald Trump getting elected president again. Stagnant wages and rising costs. Lack of quality education opportunities. Cuts to the social safety net like Social Security. Rising crime and violence. The Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedom.
Okay, I understand.
Which ones would you choose?
Oh, those are, I'm sorry, sir. Those are asking, Can you repeat that? Oh, man.
Sure. Now, I would like to read you what some others have said they believe are threats to the African-American community. Which of the following do you believe to be the biggest threats to the African-American community right now? You may choose two. The rise of white supremacy and nationalism. A lack of greater economic opportunity and jobs in your community. Donald Trump getting elected president again. Stagnant wages and rising costs. The lack of quality education opportunities. Cuts to the social safety and net like Social Security, rising crime and violence, the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms.
Probably the Supreme Court and the cuts on Social Security.
For each of the following issues, please tell me whether you think Donald Trump or Joe Biden will be better at dealing with that issue. The rise of white supremacy and nationalism.
I don't know. Sir, I'm sorry. I've been under anesthesia, so I really got to hang out with you. And I'm trying to be rude. I just have surgery.
No problem. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.